Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A northerly flow driving in some cold temperatures. We're now in the 20s in Raleigh. I'll show you when we'll climb back into the 60s coming up.
An alert for your morning commute as you're looking live at Hillsborough Street near the State Fairgrounds. That road will be closed for the next 2 weeks. We'll look at the work being done and ways to get around it.
We're live at St. Augustine's this morning, where the historic HBCU is facing a slew of money problems. Just ahead, the announcement coming today from university leaders about how they plan to address it.
Hollywood's award season is heating up as we're only a few weeks away from the Oscars. We'll break down the big winners and memorable moments from last night's People's Choice Awards. Yes, the people have spoken, and Barbie and Taylor Swift are the big favorites. We'll get you caught up on all you need to know for this Monday. It is a federal holiday, President's Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we have other shocking news than Barbie winning awards, Taylor right. Swift as well. And it'll shock you when you step outside. It is chilly once again. We're used to it over the weekend, though. Amy Wilmoth and WRL Severe Weather Center.
It's a definite cold start this morning, but very quiet weather, which is what we had over the weekend. It was pretty nice, but it was certainly cold, especially in the mornings. A live look at Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's quiet. Roads are dry this morning. We don't have any rain in the forecast until the end of the week. But check out these numbers. It is cold. You'll need the winter coat if you're headed out early this morning. 27 in Roxborough, 29 in Raleigh and Durham. Down to freezing now in Fayetteville, 32 degrees there, 36 degrees right now in Rocky Mount. Quiet weather today. We'll have partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies with temperatures pretty close to normal for this time of year. Our high temperature making up to 56 this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll get up to about 55, still pretty close to normal, but a little bit milder as we wrap up the work week, 60 for the high on Wednesday. That comes with some rain. I'll time that out for you coming up with Futurecast in just a little bit, Brian.
Amy, all new at 6:01. We have our first crash of the morning over on the west side of Raleigh at Chapel Hill Road at Corporate Center Drive. This is not too far from the Chapel Hill Road I-40 interchange there. Not seeing any big delays just yet, but reportedly that is a crash with injuries. I'll watch the sensors, have an update for you coming up in just a few minutes. Also on the west side of Raleigh, a heads up about some road construction that starts today. A section of Hillsborough Street is going to be closed, sending you on a detour for the next couple of weeks. Kelsey Coffey is live at the scene out there by the State Fairgrounds this morning with a preview of what's ahead for drivers. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Brian. If Hillsborough Street is a part of your morning commute, then you may notice this road closure. This section is actually only about 500 feet long, but it's going to have a big impact on your morning and evening commute for the next 2 weeks. Crews will be working on this part of Hillsborough Street near the fairgrounds for the next couple of weeks, and we have a look now from Sky 5 at the larger project. Road construction at Hillsborough and Blue Ridge is taking longer than expected. NCDOT expected to finish this project this year. The new completion date is set for mid-2025. When the project is finished, Blue Ridge Road will pass beneath Hillsborough, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. A new street will connect Hillsborough and Blue Ridge. NCDOT says this current closure is happening due to a waterline replacement. You can check out this list of the detours that you can take over the next 2 weeks. Trinity Road, Youth Center Drive, Edwards Mill Road, Wade Avenue, and Western Boulevard are all options that you can take. And this section of Hillsborough Street should reopen on March 2nd. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today we'll learn more about how St. Augustine's University plans to move forward as financial problems continue to grow. Employees have been missing paychecks, and students have been facing trouble with their financial aid. WRAL's Laura Levine is on campus at St. Aug this morning. All this happening at the same time, Laura, the school is at risk of losing its accreditation.
There's a lot at risk this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Yes, in just a couple of hours here at the universities, the leaders here will lay out their financial game plan. This comes as the university deals with a pattern of money problems impacting professors, students, and the community. Back in December, the Southern Association of Colleges placed the school on probation due to its finances. According to public records, the IRS placed a $7.9 million lien on the university for failing to pay taxes since 2020. The university is reportedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. The fallout is deep, as St. Aug could possibly lose its accreditation, as mentioned, teachers not receiving those paychecks, and students' tuition refund checks in limbo. Here last night at the university, there was a candlelight vigil where the community came together.
1895, this building was built by amateurs, and we sit under it with full faith that this roof will hold, that these walls will contain the love bursting in this space.
Now, the money problem is just one layer to all of this. We're also taking a look at enrollment, and we know that back in the fall of 2022, the student body population was only at 1,100. That's down about 23% from 10 years ago. That press conference begins at 11 a.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
A Sampson County man is facing charges after a man was found dead inside the burned remnants of a mobile home. Deputies arrested 46-year-old Perry Folger of Faison on Sunday afternoon. He's charged with assault and burglary, and the sheriff's office says more charges are likely. The arrest comes after crews responded to a fire at a mobile home on Alex Benton Road near Newton Grove. This was just before 1 Sunday morning. They found a woman injured in the front yard and later discovered the body of 64-year-old Harry Taylor inside. A neighbor we spoke with described Taylor as a character who had lost a leg to cancer.
It's just sad to see him. No one needs to go have that happen.
Our crew at the scene discovered pages of a search warrant that was left behind. They reveal both victims were assaulted with a bat. The woman who was hurt, 69-year-old Elvin Franklin, was apparently hurt while trying to defend Taylor, and she was unable to get him out of the house as it burned.
This week, the board chair for Durham Public Schools will appoint people to a new panel created to give district employees a greater voice in decision making. That group will include board members from the school administration, members of the Durham Association of Educators, and others. The recent sick outs over pay have led to several days of canceled classes. School board chair Bettina Umstead plans to announce Thursday who will be in that new work group.
We now know the names of two people killed in a Harnett County crash. Troopers say 19-year-old Kashim Green crossed the center line on U.S. 421 near Raven Rock Road just before 5:30 Saturday morning. He hit a minivan driven by 71-year-old Elsa Vasquez. Green and Vasquez both died in the crash. Vasquez's 11-year-old grandson was in the minivan with her and was seriously injured in the crash. The crash is still under investigation.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, one person is dead and at least five others hurt after a shooting at an Indianapolis Waffle House. This was the scene overnight. Police say the situation started as a fight around 12:30 this morning, both inside and outside the restaurant. The altercation started between two groups and escalated to gunfire. Several people were taken to local hospitals where one woman died. They say three men and a woman are in stable condition. Another man this morning is in critical condition. Police say they're trying to determine that if any of those people that are in the hospital and are injured fired any of the gunshots.
On the Republican campaign trail, Nikki Haley is pushing former President Donald Trump to speak out about the death of Vladimir Putin's imprisoned political foe, Alexei Navalny. In a post to social media, Haley says it's been 2 days and counting, and Donald Trump still hasn't uttered Alexei Navalny's name. In a Fox News town hall ahead of the South Carolina primary, Haley said Trump is no match for Putin.
Donald Trump is going to side with a thug who kills his political opponents.
President Biden has clearly laid blame on Putin for Navalny's death in a Russian prison. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's important for Congress to pass more aid to Ukraine to stop Putin.
Today in Raleigh, there will be a screening of the documentary examining the 2015 murders of three people in an apartment in Chapel Hill. 36 Seconds, Portrait of a Hate Crime, features new interviews about the killings of Dia Barakat, Yusor Abu Salah, and her sister, Razan Abu Salah. The emotional documentary includes a confession from convicted murderer Craig Hicks. The screening is happening tonight at 6 at the Witherspoon Student Center on NC State's campus. After the screening, there will be a panel discussion on the investigation. The event is free. NASA is looking for people who want to simulate living on Mars for a year. Who they're looking for and how you can apply if you want the adventure.
And Hollywood's award season continues with the People's Choice Awards coming up. The big winners and memorable moments that will no doubt be populating your social media feeds today.
And some people have the day off for President's Day. We have nice, quiet weather in place for the day ahead, but we do have some rain on the way. I'll show you when it arrives and how much we could get coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning. A live look at our tower here, lit up in blue with clear skies. Well, mostly sunny skies today for President's Day. I know a lot of people are off from school and work. The weather pretty nice, but definitely cold out there this morning. So if you have some morning plans, you'll want the coat. 27 currently in Tarboro, 32 in Lewisburg, 39 in Goldsboro, 31 in Southern Pines. So certainly a chilly start today. We'll warm up this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s, which is normal for this time of year. 56 for the high in Raleigh, 57 in Clinton, 53 for the high temperature in South Hill. For the evening commute, just like the morning commute, the weather is quiet. We'll have clear skies, mostly clear skies, temperatures in the 50s at 5 o'clock, but back down into the upper 40s by 6 o'clock.
At 6:13, we're following breaking news on the west side of Raleigh, a crash on Chapel Hill Road at Corporate Center Drive. Brett Neese just arrived in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, joins us with a live update from the scene. Brett, what have you learned?
Yeah, Brian, this is happening right here at that intersection, and it does involve a school bus here behind me along with a truck. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what this scene looks like. The westbound lanes on Chapel Hill Road are closed right now because of this crash, and you can see this white pickup truck and this school bus collided here in the middle of this intersection. A lot of front end damage. It looks like both drivers are okay. What I am working to find out is whether or not any kids were on that school bus at this point. It's not clear. I don't believe there were any here at this hour, but I'm going to work to confirm that with the Raleigh Police Department. These westbound lanes are closed here at Corporate Center Drive. It looks like they might be allowing some people to move around it right there. You can see they're going to have to turn left onto Corporate Center to get back around this, but hoping to see how much longer this will be out here. Brian, we'll give you another update in about 15 minutes.
All right, Brett, and if you want to avoid that area completely, hop up to Wade Avenue and use that to get to I-40 this morning. Heading out to downtown Durham for a live look at 147 at Alston Avenue, looking good on that northbound side from 885 to I-85, seeing just a 1 minute delay, Jeff.
Officials are investigating the cause of a fire at a Raleigh home. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene on fire at Marsh Lane Way. Sunday afternoon is when this happened. You can see several crews out there surveying the damage. Several people were inside the home at the time of the fire, including a mother and her two young kids. Firefighters say everyone got out of that home safely. No one was hurt. The fire department is investigating the cause of that fire.
A groundbreaking for a new homeless support center is happening today in Fayetteville. The groundbreaking is happening this afternoon at 4 on Hawley Lane beside the Fayetteville Technical Community College Education Center. Cumberland County says the center will have beds as well as access to programs and resources to help them achieve sustainable housing and better their lives. The county plans for the facility to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The fans picked their favorites in movies, music, sports, and television last night, and the People's Choice Awards were handed out in Santa Monica, California. WRL's Ken Smith joins us with big winners and memorable moments from it, Ken.
Yeah, quite a bit of memorable moments, as you can see right here. We all know Barbie was a favorite at the box office, and it was a favorite at last night's People's Choice Awards as well. Before we talk more about Barbie, though, here are some other big winners. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snake star Rachel Zegler won the Action Movie Star Award. The TV show of the year was Grey's Anatomy, by the way, about to start its 20th season. Jennifer Aniston won the People's Choice for Female TV Star. And The Last of Us star Pedro Pascal won Male TV Star. And getting back to Barbie, along with Movie of the Year, America Ferrera won the award for Best Performance of the Year.
This movie, Barbie, at the heart of what it is an invitation to all of us to embrace our full selves as we already are, uniquely, gloriously, and perfectly human.
In music, Ice Spice won Best New Artist, and Billie Eilish took home the award for Best TV Performance of the Year for Swarm. Of course, no awards show would be complete without a mention of Taylor Swift, right? Well, she won 4 awards, including Female Artist of the Year. And coming up in about 10 minutes in What's Trending, more on the Music Icon Award recipient, the one and only Lenny Kravitz. Renee?
Jay, thanks.
Here's your chance to live on Mars without leaving the Earth. NASA is looking for volunteers to simulate a year-long mission to Mars in a habitat in Houston. The ground-based mission will include simulations of spacewalks, crop growth, and technical failures. To be considered, you'll need a doctorate in a STEM field and 1,000 hours as a pilot. NASA is accepting applications through April 2nd.
Starting today, parts of the American Tobacco Trail will be closed as crews work to renovate some of the bridges. The White Oak Creek Bridge will be closed today through Friday, and that means the trail will be closed in Apex between Wimberley Road and a point just north of Goodwin Road. Work on other bridges on the trail will continue through April 17th.
It is 6:17, and we have a cold start to our President's Day. It is February, so I suppose we shouldn't be too surprised with these temperatures. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how our day is shaping up.
It should be pretty nice, although we are off to that cold start with temperatures down into the 20s and 30s. This is a live look at Goldsboro, downtown Goldsboro. You can kind of see that we have mostly clear skies, a little bit of clouds there in the distance. We should have mostly sunny skies this afternoon, and temperatures will be pretty close to normal later on today. But we're down to 29 right now in Raleigh and Durham, 23 in Siler City, 27 in Roxborough, 28 in Lewisburg. It's 33 right now in Goldsboro. Down to the south, we're in the 20s and 30s, 27 in Sanford, 32 right now in Fayetteville. So definitely a cold start to the day today. Our normal high this time of year is 55, and we'll be very close to that number. At lunchtime, we're at 51, mostly sunny skies, and then this afternoon, we'll get up to about 56 for the high temperature. So a milder afternoon, but it is going to be pretty cold for the next few hours. Stays quiet today. In fact, the next few days it's quiet. Our next rain chance doesn't arrive until Thursday night and into Friday. Friday, we have a 50% chance for some scattered showers. Comes with a cold front that's going to move through. As we head into Tuesday, we'll have an increase in the clouds Tuesday, but then the clouds go away on Wednesday and we'll have more sunshine for the middle of the week. But you can see the approach of that next system, the clouds headed our way Thursday. It'll be mostly cloudy Thursday ahead of the rain event, and then overnight Thursday into Friday, some scattered showers will be possible ahead of this cold front that's going to swing through. And that's going to swing through as we head into Friday evening. So some scattered showers will be possible through the evening on Friday, especially in our southeastern counties. And then just a slim chance for rain on Saturday, only about a 20% chance for some rain on Friday, on Saturday. As far as how much rain we could get, it is not much. It is less than a tenth of an inch of rain. We could really use the rain at this point, but it doesn't look like we're going to get a ton of rain with this next system as it moves in, but at least it's a little bit of rain. It's our only chance in the next 7 days. For President's Day today, pretty nice weather after a cold start. It'll warm up into the mid-50s today. Overnight tonight, another cold night, 30 for the low temperature, 55 tomorrow, so still on the cool side. And then we're in the 60s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday and Friday, but that does come with that rain. And then over the weekend, things are going to be pretty quiet with temperatures near normal. Looks like we'll stay mainly dry, just a 20% chance for a couple of showers as we head into Saturday morning. Brian?
Amy here at 6:20 on the dot. We are following that breaking news in West Raleigh with a crash involving a school bus out at Chapel Hill Road at Corporate Center Drive. Live pictures right now from the WRAL breaking news tracker show the scene. Looks like those westbound lanes of Chapel Hill Road are blocked there as you head through that Corporate Center Drive intersection. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen those. Brett Neese is out there working to get some new details about what's going on out there. Best alternate route if you're trying to get from West Raleigh out toward I-40 or Cary is going to be using Wade Avenue. Let's take a look around the rest of the triangle right now. Heading up to Durham for a live look at those sensor readings. No big problems as you head into Durham right now on I-40, and I-85 is looking clear in both directions.
Thanks, Brian. Family of a Greensboro police officer who was shot and killed in December is getting help from the community now. The support they are getting thanks to a memorial softball tournament in Officer Dale Nix's name.
An emotional surprise appearance at the BAFTA Awards. A rare public appearance from Michael J. Fox. Coming up in What's Trending.
And here are your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
This year's BAFTA Awards ended with a surprise that brought the crowd to its feet and many fans to tears.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yes, Michael J. Fox on stage at the London Awards show presenting the BAFTA for Best Film. He came to the podium in a wheelchair but stood up to announce the nominees and present the award. Of course, Fox has made few public appearances since being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, the actor is 62 years old now. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's when he was 29, so it's been decades, this fight against Parkinson's. But a standing ovation when he came to the podium, and I hope he felt the love and support in that room and beyond.
Yeah, certainly. And as you mentioned, Brian doesn't do a lot of those appearances anymore. When they do, they're certainly meaningful. A lot of people are listening.
Good to see him.
Mm-hmm. Good to see him indeed. Lenny Kravitz was honored with Music Icon Award at this year's People's Choice Awards. He played a medley of his three decades worth of hits during the show. Those big hits include Fly Away, It Ain't Over Till It's Over, and Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Oh, the hits go on and on over the years. And Kravitz also gave an emotional speech saying, you know, that word icon means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But for him, it just meant that he is being who God wanted him to be, and he pulls no favors and doesn't apologize for any of the songs that he turned down because people wanted him to be a certain way. He's like, nope, I'm gonna be my own guy. I'm gonna go my way.
He is an original, and he's ageless. He looks the same.
Oh, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's like Brian Schrader.
Brian, exactly.
Thanks. Former Congressman George Santos is suing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel over videos he says Kimmel tricked him into recording on the app Cameo. Kimmel used phony names to submit more than a dozen requests on Cameo for personalized video messages from Santos. He then used the clips on a segment of his show titled Will Santos Say It? In one of the clips, Santos offers congratulations to the winner of a beef eating contest, calling the feat amazing and impressive. Santos is suing for $750,000 for the five videos that were played on the show.
The NASCAR season is expected to get started today, one day later than planned. The Daytona 500 was postponed yesterday because of rain in Florida. But now the green flag is scheduled to drop on Racing Super Bowl 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can watch all the action live on Fox 50.
This morning, we're live at St. Augustine's University, where later this morning, we're going to hear from university leaders addressing its financial strategy. This comes as the school is at risk of losing its accreditation. We're explaining those challenges ahead at 6:30.
And it's a cold start this morning, but temperatures will warm into the 50s this afternoon for President's Day under mostly sunny skies. We have some mild temperatures and some rain for the end of the week. Coming up, we'll take a look at what the temperature forecast looks like for the end of the month into the month of March.
There's a new push in Washington for more aid to Ukraine as you look live at the U.S. Capitol. The call for the House to act after the death of Vladimir Putin's fiercest political rival in Russia.